Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Boom. Ba-da-da-da. Ba-da-da-da. Marty Griffin, who are you? You know what a bolo is? Bolo. It's a quick quiz. Anybody out there know what a bolo is? 866, I'm serious. Anyone know what a bolo is? 866-391-1020. You know what a bolo is?
Huh?
The scanner nuts will know. All the cops know. Ooh, I'm giving away hints. You know what a bolo is? Come on. There was a bolo out last night. All night, a bolo.
1 out of 12, bolo, bolo.
Anyone know what a bolo is? Come on, waiting for a call. The clock's ticking. I should have that Jeopardy clock. Calling all cars. It's the bolo. Hey, you guys know what a bolo is? Bolo. That's how I say it. I'm a burger, man. Uh-oh, dog just walked through. Dog just walked through. Bolo. All right, here we go. My man Adam knows. Adam.
How you doing?
How are you, Adam?
Good.
You know what a bolo is?
I hope.
Go ahead.
I think you're talking about a tie like they usually wear in Texas.
Oh, come on, Adam. Come on. Don't disappoint me. Anybody know what a... No. Of course, that could be a tie as well. But anybody know what a bolo is? Come on. Anyone know what a bolo is? You know what? I'm going to grab Wayne in Wilkinsboro. Wayne, my man.
Marty, how you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
I know you must be joking. You know, a bolo is a be on the lookout.
There you go. So you live in Wilkinsboro?
I don't live here. I just work here.
Did you see any public works trucks at all dropping salt or anything anywhere last night in the city, anywhere near it?
I wasn't in the city last night, so I can't say. I don't know.
All right,
I really must say that.
There was a bolo. Thanks, Frank. There was a bolo out last night. Be on the lookout. Be on the lookout for a public works truck. Be on the lookout for a public works truck. So my phone started blowing up this morning. Cops working the city overnight. When I say something like that, the police chief, Scott Schubert, will start searching out cell phones who happen to text a reporter. He'll pull out a list of every cop that worked overnight and he'll yank them into the office and threaten to punish them because they may have texted me that there's accidents all over the city and not a public works truck to be found. A couple of, and I can't name any names because they really would be punished by the department. That's how Schubert rolls. He would go out of his way to find out who gives anyone information. Pleasant of him. Hey, so I started getting texts overnight that there wasn't a single public works truck from the city of Pittsburgh on the streets. One of the cops said there were a couple employees of public works working for garbage and that sort of thing, but no one to work the streets. So I start reaching out to public works people because the cops said that a bunch of hills are closed, that there's accidents everywhere. And as I'm watching KTV, they have video of trucks sliding sideways on untouched city streets and city hills, which kind of verifies and validates what I'm telling you, that they did not have and do not have an overnight crew. So anyone in the city, that woke up, drove, and slammed into or slid into something, you can thank the folks in the city, the mayor, the public works director, whoever makes these decisions, because they do not have an overnight crew. When did the ice and snow hit? Oh, overnight. It's obscene and ridiculous that they decided, as I'm told, to save money, to not have an overnight crew to salt and plow. No one. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Got to hear from folks in the city. I'm wondering if the bike lanes are clear. I'm wondering if Bike Lane Billy got those cleared, because you know the bikers are out today. If you live in the city, what did you see? What are you seeing? So I talked to a couple of public works guys this morning who were angry because they didn't get called in until after 4 o'clock in the morning, and all this crap hit like 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. So the streets were too icy and snow was already there. They couldn't do anything. In fact, a couple of public works guys told me, I turned off my GPS. You know, it's that $1.4 million software system. So they can track the trucks and tell you where they're at. The drivers tell me they turn it off, that no one in the city pays attention to it because they're too busy right now trying to save streets and help people. Seriously, if I'm lying, I'm dying. So with this weather coming in, the city had no one working overnights. And the cops are telling me it was bumper cars and demolition derby. I stalked, hunted down, dragged on Rob Kazurowski, the former public works director of the city. Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. Good morning, Marty. How are you?
Does it make any sense to you, as someone who has decades and decades of experience at this, sir, to not have a crew on overnight, sir?
I'm a little surprised, Marty, because actually public works and snow removal, no matter where you're at, the city of Pittsburgh, little municipalities, you're an emergency responder. You're the main line between icy streets and police, fire, paramedics getting to where they need to be. So really, it's not about the money. It's about public safety. And public work, especially during wintertime, is your first line of defense when you have a situation like we had last night.
I stalked Rob and begged and pleaded with him. He did not know I was calling him this morning, so I thank you for doing this. So a couple of public works folks who will go unnamed because they would be punished said to me, it's terrible. There's no night turn. It's 33 years. I have not seen anything like this. So night turn, I'm told, Rob, is 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Is that accurate?
That's correct. Actually, what it does is give you flexibility when you have a situation like this to manage a storm. And there's a shift differential that's involved for the union contract. It's like an extra dollar an hour. But we used to do that. We had work details that we'd give the guys if there was no snow, no emergency response needed. Truck maintenance, gutter maintenance, litter maintenance. We'd give the guys something to do during the night to take up the time. But again, they're like the firefighters, I always said, that they're there for emergency response mostly. So you had a storm or something hit that you had enough resources out there to address it.
So if you get a storm like this and it covers the streets in ice and snow, which it did, and then it's there by the time the trucks are in, doesn't that put you way behind, sir?
Yes, it does. I mean, especially in the city of Pittsburgh. I mean, I work with a local municipality now, and everybody who lives in that municipality, they have an opportunity to respond. But I still do a shift. I'll still do a double shift for emergency response. What it is, if you have somebody, say, West End, that works at the West End but lives in Bloomfield, that person is going to be put himself in jeopardy first in his personal vehicle trying to get to the division where he works, going over and traveling those icy roads. It's the way it's pre-planned and managed. Cost savings. Really, you got to question that too. I mean, the cost savings, how much does a vehicle cost that crashes or wrecks or somebody gets hurt or injured? You really want to question what kind of cost savings you have in that.
Former Public Works Director Rob Kazurowski. So couple of the fellas said they have this $1.4 million software that's supposed to track the trucks where they're at on the streets. A couple of the drivers told me they turn it off. A couple of the drivers told me the city pays no attention to it. A couple of the drivers told me this morning, I'm so darn busy just trying to get to and help people, it's irrelevant. Is it irrelevant, sir? Does it make sense to have this $1.4 million software when the drivers turn it off?
Well, again, it's an executive decision. I mean, me personally, my main concern when I was the public works director of the city of Pittsburgh were the resources. I wanted trucks and boots on the ground. Instead of having 7 trucks, I'd like to have 10 or 12 trucks in the division going out and doing their routes. I would have spent the money in that was spent on this, the auger, the spinner, even the magic salt they bought. I would have put that on the streets with trucks, equipment, and manpower. I would have rather have more trucks out there getting in the neighborhoods quicker, get better response than actually have a computerized auger system and some magic salt that they got.
Rob, I've heard this a couple times, sir. What the heck is magic salt, boss?
That's what I term it. I mean, the city of Pittsburgh has calcium chloride dispensers at all their salt locations. That's usually when the temperatures get to a certain degree. When it gets below 22 degrees, that helps activate the salt, and it works. Now, the salt that they purchase is supposedly does the same thing you do when you treat the salt with calcium chloride. It's just costly. It's more expensive, and I, being old school, I don't see the value in it.
All right, and is it punishable if a truck driver or public works driver is turning off the GPS and ignoring it?
That would have to be discussed with the current management team. I'm not sure what the repercussions were. When I was there, we put them in snow fighting equipment after Snowmageddon, and I believe I used the GPS system twice for a law investigation.
Wow.
My thing that I preach was get the foreman, the supervisors, and your middle managers out there to check the road conditions and make sure that they're passable and open.
Hey,
not a computer.
On a normal night, when you see a storm coming in, how many folks would you have working the night shift, considering they had no night shift last night?
Going back to 2013-14, at the 6 divisions, 35. We probably had about 45 trucks out.
45 trucks versus zero.
Yeah, well, it puts you behind the eight ball, Martin. You start. I mean, it's definitely going to hurt your response time.
All right. Rob Kazurowski, you're my man. I'm sorry to trouble you. I appreciate you coming on. Thank you, sir.
Hey, Mike.
He had no interest in doing it, but I begged him, and he tells the truth. So, listen, you live in the city. You pay all these taxes. You really do. So what do you get? You get no trucks on the streets last night. A police officer texted me and said, I saw one truck the entire night, and it wasn't throwing salt. One truck the entire night, and it wasn't throwing salt. No night shift from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. in public works in the city. Is this the way to manage an incoming ice storm and snowstorm? 866-391-1020. Seriously, let me know in a minute.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.